WMFO in Medford. It's the Sky by here. I'm just waiting for the CD to initialize. But we got Carissa Johnson coming in very shortly. But right now I'm going to play some tunes first. But this one right here is a track by the Bouncing Souls, an old punk band. Thanks for listening. Here we go. And I'll be back in about probably four songs with Carissa Johnson. WMFO in Medford. Thanks.
This goes out to you. True believer.
lion. Live like a warrior and never let them break you down.
Okay.
All right, WMFO in Medford. That was The Biters, a song called Restless Hearts. The Interrupters from their new CD, Fight the Good Fight. That was Title Holder, Duck and Cover, a song called Borrowed Time, and started with a song from the Bouncing Souls called True Believers. I'm here with Carissa Johnson.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah, I don't have to. You know I'm a big fan of yours, and I'm honored every time you show up.
I love coming here.
You've been busy. You're a busy girl. You got a lot going on.
Yeah, it's been super hectic. It's super good hectic.
Yeah, it's good to be busy, right?
Yeah, totally. Feels good to be productive.
Yeah.
But I could definitely use a couple minutes to just kind of meditate. I've been trying to fit that in somewhere, but feels better to be doing stuff.
Yeah. And so. We were talking off about the Vans Warped Tour that you did a few shows with, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, I did a couple on the West Coast in San Diego and in Vegas. I played with Vanessa Silberman. I was on bass for her band. And then I came back to do the Boston one with Swivel, my other band. And we did the Crimson stage, which was on the main amphitheater stage, which was pretty surreal.
Yeah.
And super hot. I mean, that's what Warped Tour is known for, just being super excruciatingly hot.
Right. Have you been to Warped Tours in the past when you were a youngster?
I actually only went once in 2016. I went to the Connecticut one.
Uh-huh.
And I never really was like a part of that whole thing. But when I went, I'm like, I see why this is like a whole lifestyle.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's cool. Totally cool to be a part of the very last one. I'd always wanted to play on it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It's a bucket list thing. Get played on the Warped Tour.
Oh,
it'll probably go away now, like the Rumble. You'll never be another one.
Oh, man, I know. It's crazy.
But what was I going to say? Swivel, how did that all come together?
Yeah, so that's a band with myself on bass, Ken Susie from Unearth on guitars, and Noel LeBlanc from Damone and Organ Beats on vocals and guitar, and then Pat Politano from Letter Day. So I guess we're some sort of super group.
Yeah.
But we came together about 2 years ago. And we make grunge music, inspired by a lot of 90s stuff, and just heavy rock, you know, vibes.
Right.
But we haven't done too many shows, but just kind of around Boston. I think we've done about 20, 30 in our existence. But we're going to be doing one, we got one coming up in Worcester on August 10th at Ralph's, if anybody's around and want to hear some grunge, come
out. I saw you guys with, I think it was the Warning Shots, one of Mark's.
Yeah.
At some place that I've never been to.
I think that was...
some free. You got
Garcia
it for free,
Brogans?
I know that.
Garcia Brogans, is that right? Something in Waltham.
Yeah.
It used to be the Skellig.
I'm like, I didn't know they had venues in Waltham.
I know. That place was packed, too.
It was jammed.
Yeah, and I think because it was a free show.
Maybe that probably helps, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Warning
Shots
are great,
and there's not a ton in the area. It's not like there's like... clubs, I don't think, that have music on every corner in Waltham.
Yeah, I'm still kind of figuring out what goes on in Waltham, but I didn't know there was too many venues. I know there used to be, but that's one of the places that still has music. So
yeah, that was a cool show.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But you're gonna play one for us?
Yeah, I'll do one off my latest release. I'll do the most recent single, a song called After All.
Cool.
Yeah. Left all my roses behind.
I love that song.
Thank you.
And there's a video now for that too.
Yeah, we just put that out, I think a little under a month ago. We put that up on YouTube.
It's cool looking. Did you freeze? Was it really?
It was so cold. Oh my God. And it's funny for me to watch back video.
Like, now you had like parkas on. You were running around on like.
Yeah, we were throwing snow at each other. And then we were like, that was two different days. We did one in Drake at Mass and we were just kind of messing around in the snow. And then we did one in Boston and it was like so unbelievably cold. But it was fun. It was really fun. And like, I look back at the videos. I'm like, oh my God, I'm all like hunched over. I'm like freezing.
Freezing.
But it's funny, like to look back on. But it captured us in the times, I think. So strolling around Cambridge and you know, having a good time together, which is what we tend to do when we're all together.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna play one off of Talk.
Okay.
As well, might throw one more by the Interrupters in because we both like them a lot.
I'm obsessed. Actually.
Then we'll come back and we'll talk about your tour with Vanessa and other stuff. Play
awesome.
Another number two. This is something off talk.
Here we are. It's a goddamn shame, feels like you'd like to. Forget my name, I just met you. I let you in too soon. Who are you? Fix you.
The Interrupters, that was their new CD, Fight the Good Fight. Gave You Everything, is that what we just played? Is that the name of it? Yeah.
Track 7.
We're both fans of that band, Chris and I.
They're so good.
Yeah. So you got a tour coming up with Vanessa.
Yes, Vanessa Silverman. We're doing West Coast to East Coast from, I think it's August 16th. We start in Carmel by the Sea in California, and we go up north. And then the Cure-Alls join me in Portland and Seattle and Spokane. And then we go north all the way across the northern U.S. through Wyoming, South Dakota, all those fun mountain states. And then over through Ohio and back to Massachusetts on September 13th, where we're doing like an intimate acoustic set at Life Alive, September 13th.
It's so cool that you bounce around the country like that.
Yeah, it's been a trip, really. Sometimes I'm like, I feel like I'm living two lives. Like, I come home, and then I go out there, and then I tour. But I really love it. I've wanted to do this, and it's sometimes I just kind of sit back. I'm like, oh, my God, like, somehow this is all what I envisioned. It's all happening, and it's pretty magical, like, just to, like, have envisioned all of it and then to see it actually, like, come to fruition.
I was going to say that same damn word. And so there must be people out there that are like, and it must be cool to have people, like, out there like wanting you to come back or like when you're coming back and that kind of thing. And
And I've been wanting to go back to the Northwest since I went 2 years ago with Nick and my guitarist at the time, Mike, before Steph joined the band. And we had a really good run in the Northwest. We went up to Vancouver as well, and it was just so cool. And so my goal is to get the band back out there by the end of the year. So we got 5 shows out there. If I could take the band on the whole tour, I would. But right now, it's just more financially possible to do it solo acoustic and with another solo artist. But I'm trying to get the band to LA, trying to do some shows there.
You mix it in. You have some band shows sprinkled in.
Totally. Yeah, and they're doing a lot of the East Coast ones. We have more coming up in the fall, full band, that haven't been announced yet. So keep an eye out for those late September, October. We did announce Mad Love Fest, which is happening October 7th. That's a pretty good bill. There's like, I think like 7 or 8 other acts. And that's in Scituate, Mass. And then we got a Halloween show that's to be released somewhere.
Are you going to dress up?
I'm not sure yet. I don't know if it's a dress up.
Doing all social D set or something.
Yeah. Were you there for that?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was so funny. That was awesome. That was early on with the Cure-Alls. That was like Steph was on bass and I was on guitar and I was Mike Ness. And I looked more like Mario than Mike Ness, but it was fun.
I'm a huge Social Distortion guy. How many female leads would try even to do like a Social D?
It was so funny, like, because Nick and I bonded early on about loving Social Distortion, and when we got offered to do that gig, we're gonna do the Donnas originally, and then we're like, oh, let's do something else that's a little more challenging,
right?
And so we did Social Distortion. My dad is a super fan, and he has like a guitar that looks similar to Mike Ness's. And
has he seen them a bunch?
Yeah, I've seen them a lot with my dad, Hampton Casino.
They're coming around again.
Yeah. They're doing Hampton Casino and House of Blues in October.
I definitely have House of Blues tickets, and I might have both because I forget, because the Hampton one was first.
Oh, I'm going to the Hampton one. I forgot I got tickets
Hampton
for that.
I think I am too, but the Hampton one was first, and I might have jumped because the last few go-rounds, they haven't done Boston. They've just done Hampton. So I'm like, well, they're probably doing that again. So I got, but then, of course, when they're doing House of Blues, I got that as well. So I'm probably, I think it's October, the Boston one.
Yeah, they're so good live. I love them. I've always loved Mike Ness.
And it's not like they, sometimes they get knocked, because they don't vary the set list a lot.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love all the songs, but they're not one of these bands where you're gonna have 4 different tunes a night.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love the songs they play.
Yeah, totally.
Did I see in a Gunkwit date?
Yes.
Is that legit? On some sites, it's not there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I gotta check that.
Every summer, that's where I go.
Really? Yeah, we're doing that. It's late September, I believe. I think it's the 29th or 21st.
Is it like a movie theater?
Yeah, Levitt Theater. Yeah.
Right in downtown. Not that Gunkwit's big, but I think it's
it's an old movie theater. Yeah, so we got just some randomly. I did a show in Portland not too long ago, and a guy who was doing the show with us was like, hey, here's my friend Nick who books at Levitt Theater. And then they booked us, Vanessa and I, for that in late September.
Funny.
So, yeah, I haven't ever played a Gunkwit before. But
it's a cool place.
Yeah.
To walk around, I mean.
Yeah, I like Maine. I like Portland, and I've been to, I don't know, I can't remember the names.
Have you ever been to Tiny Gunkwit?
No. I don't think, I probably passed through and I didn't know.
Yeah, you blink, you'll miss it. It's not a big place, but we've been going there for like, I've been going there like 25 years.
Oh, wow. When do you usually go? Like August
now.
Or? Yeah.
Like next week.
Oh, cool. That's
when
fun.
I usually go.
Do you go surfing?
No, I'm too old.
I feel like you'd be a
myself
surfer.
Down. I walk all day. I wouldn't be in shape to surf.
My wife
might, but not me.
Yeah.
She wasn't banged up, but when she's on the good, she'd surf.
Oh, yeah. Maybe boogie board.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. There's some, like, one-offs happening, I guess. I think that's the 21st. I'm pretty sure that's on the 21st of September.
Yeah, I saw that date. I said to my wife, I said, Trisha, look, they're playing at Gunquit.
Yeah.
You know, people play at Gunquit.
We're also playing, like, Evansville, Wyoming, and some random places, but it'll be good. I like playing kind of like the not-expected cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be one.
Yeah.
I might go up for that.
That'd be so fun. It's only an hour.
No, it's right? It's close.
Yeah.
It's one of the cool things about it.
Yeah.
It's not far. You're there in like an hour. Like from here, like an hour. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Enough of the vacation talk. Getting stuck on my vacations. Play a tune and we'll.
I'll do a throwback. I'll do a title track off the last record. This one's called Only Roses. The same, you're in it, keeping up. It's caving in with me, and yes, I'm strong, but equally as weak. And you've known all this time, we spent that this was our destiny.
Places to go. That's like that was before the time of where you were headed.
Yeah,
but
I think
you,
so.
You did have places to
somehow
go.
Somehow I knew we had places to go.
That's cool.
Still do.
Yeah. But you have a show coming up August Friday
3rd,
night.
Friday night, Middle East upstairs. It's gonna be a good time.
And who else
I'm
is
so
on
stoked.
The bill?
We got Life Electric and we've got the Apple Yards, and we've got Psychic Dog. And we're on late, but it's gonna be worth it to go to all four
like
bands.
Like 11:30-ish.
I think so, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's getting later and later.
I'm on vacation, so it should work
for
me.
Oh, yeah. It's not a school night, so
right.
No excuses.
and the thing is, if you want it, they want to catch you when you're here because, as we discussed, you bounce around a bit.
Yeah, it's bouncing more than usual. And, yeah, there's a lot of touring on the horizon and a lot of, like, West Coast stuff on the horizon, but still coming back to Boston to do, trying to make it so it's, like, once every month or two and really do, like, a really solid show with the band.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's good to just see all our friends one night and then, you know, take a break.
Yeah.
We don't have to be in everybody's face all the time.
I think it's a good idea not to so-called saturate the market where you're, like, playing every
week. We got to make people want us.
Yeah. Well, you do. You have to, like I said, once a month, once every couple months.
Yeah.
As opposed to just kind of hunkering down and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we got a new single on the way, too. So keep an eye out. We don't know the release yet, but we're still working. We've been kind of away, but we're still making stuff and planning some cool stuff. So I'm very excited to be back home in Boston. I've missed it. I've been away for a couple months. But yeah, it'll be super cool to be back with the band, Steph and Nick, on Friday night. And then, we got that festival in October or something to be released in September as well, late September.
Do you write all the time?
I do. It kind of comes in spurts. Like, there are definitely months where I'm, like, blocked. Like, I feel kind of creatively blocked where I'm just like, oh, I'm not getting any ideas. And then all of a sudden around the corner from that, I'll just get, like, 10 ideas in one day. I'm like, oh, my God, I just wrote a whole album.
But do you wake up with like in the middle of the night and jot things down
I do.
Before you forget it?
Sometimes. I usually get the best ideas at the worst times. Like, I'm driving.
Right, and
or
you have nothing to write on.
Or I'm at a concert. Like, I get so inspired listening to other music. Yeah. And then I feel bad taking my phone out to, like, make a note because I, like, feel like I'm not being present. But that's, like, always the best, like, getting an idea from being at a concert or driving and just kind of, like, being in the flow of something. But the ideas are starting to flow again. And, I'm ready for the next step. Yeah, a bunch more music. I want to put out more stuff. Even though the album's still fresh.
Seems like you were just here with it.
I know.
It was kind of like the not the debut, but, well, it might have been.
I think it was. It was like the day before, actually, it came out.
We jumped the gun, right.
Yeah, you had the first
copy.
Played
like the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
Like seven out of... Well, I do that. When people come on, like, duck and cover, they just... I think that's an 8 song. Mm-hmm. And play like 6 or 7 of them. I'm like, well, that's what we're here for.
Oh, totally.
You're coming in. We're going to pretty much play... If you don't like the music, like, if you don't like the artist, then you might as well not bother listening. You're going to hear the entire...
But if you do, then you'll enjoy the whole show.
If you do, you're
all
set.
It's like a listening party.
Yeah.
I'm not going to host my own, so...
Sky Bar listening party, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But other stations aren't playing your whole damn CD.
Mm-mm. No, that's why I love you guys.
You can say damn. I'm good with that. I'm going to play an old one from, well, kind of old. Yesterday's Ghost was one of my favorites. I like the ending.
Oh.
The ending thing going on. With
the four on the floor.
Yeah,
totally.
But I'm going to play that and probably something else, and then we'll come back. Got one more in you?
I do.
All righty. This is an older one.
I said I'd do today. Instead I What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Shonda and the Howlers. They're from Vegas, I believe. The song was called Hurt For Me. An older one from Carissa from Only Roses, Yesterday's Ghosts. It's 847 WMFO in Medford. Glad to have you here.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm always happy to be here.
You're gonna play one more?
Yeah, I'll do one more new one. We got a music video coming out for this in a month or two. This cool. One's called Shatter.
Thank you. yet you know what you take. I can tell the fakes from the fakes. I can tell you face to face. I won't hurt your pride anymore. I won't cry anymore over you. Don't you cry over me.
Yes, fantastic. Off the new CD, Talk, Talk, Talk. We can still call it new.
Yeah, right? It's still fresh.
Fresh off the presses.
Yes, I still have plenty of them that are waiting to be sold. It's all on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff.
Yeah, anything else you want to plug in here, talk about?
Come to the show Friday.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a really, really good time.
I recommend it.
Yes, Friday night, Middle East, upstairs.
I'll most likely be there. It's 8:52. I'll be back one more time to say see you before 9 o'clock. But thanks again, Chris, for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
One of my favorite local artists.
Aww.
And we have a lot of good ones here. We have a lot of good ones. But I think I'm going to play something by a band called The Cheap Cassettes. And I'll be back, like I said, about 5 minutes to say see you. Cheap Cassettes.
Trying to sort out the sinister past.
Okay, I got to get off the air quick. It's 8:58 WMFO in Medford. Sky Bar wrapping things up. Carissa stuck around and listened to my tunes. Thanks.
Of course, I love the music you play.
Closing with something local by new stuff, actually, again, by Buffalo Tom. Thanks. See you next week. Peace.
Was it time of coming and going? A time of wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water. Already missing my son and missing my daughter.